In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is risen. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, when he comes, he will tell us all things. And Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. And so the woman left her jar, went away into the city and said to the people, come see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ? These are the verses that I want to focus on today. Because everything that precedes it leads up to this moment of the woman at the well, dropping her jar, leaving it behind. And her whole purpose, everything, all of her goals had changed in this encounter. In the dialogue that precedes this action from St. Photini, for we know her name, the Samaritan woman at the well, we know how great she was of one of Christ's holy ones and how she ended her life. But everything that preceded this moment, all of the dialogue, Christ coming to Sychar, a Samaritan land, going out of his way because he wanted to have this encounter with this woman at this well and have this conversation with her. He uses in this conversation seemingly a mundane need, a need for water to quench his thirst, to start a conversation. He speaks of water and of later having a meal with his disciples. He uses these things to reveal the purposes of God. The purpose of God to forgive. And of God's desire to unite himself to us. He uses these universal needs to sustain life as a symbol that brings the woman at the well, St. Photini, from one place, one way that she thinks she knows of how to relate to God, to a better one, to a more joyful relation to God. He uses those things as symbols, things that we are all familiar with, that we can touch, that we can see, that we have to interact with all the time, to go beyond those things, that they stand as a way to understand God. We go and see beyond them. We begin to touch eternity beyond those simple, mundane, familiar things. This is what Christ is pointing to us. Through all ages and through all eras, we need to have this kind of mind, this kind of vision. And this is what the Samaritan woman at the well was lacking. Today in our own era, so many people grapple with and think about the crisis of meaning in our own godless era, where we don't think of God, we don't acknowledge him, we don't see anything in the invisible realities. If it's something we can't see immediately before us, we just say it doesn't exist. And we're woefully ignorant of the realities that are beyond this. We struggle to relate and to love well with and for each other because of this. We don't know how to relate to each other because we don't have this vision beyond what I can touch and what I can see before me. And the conversation that Jesus has, the Son and Word of God has with St. Photini at that well, opens up her vision. She has a very curious reaction. Not just that she drops her jar and is excited to tell other people about the man that she just met, but she says, come see a man who told me all that I ever did. If we go back and review the conversation, Christ didn't do that in the words that he said. He revealed perhaps one aspect of her life during that conversation, the fact that she had had many husbands, and the man that she was currently living with was not her husband. But he didn't reveal all that she ever did. But in Saint Fotini's vision, through this conversation, her vision is opened to the realities that are beyond all that she ever did historically in her life. God saw this, and she knew in some way by participating in this conversation with the Word of God all that she ever did. Her conscience woke up and was revealed. And in that moment, she is changed, which we'll get to in a moment. So it's useful to kind of go through the conversation with maybe a broader vision. When the conversation begins, it's rather confrontational. It's a challenge to this man who is sitting by a well asking to be served water. Saint Fotini begins this confrontation and it sustains for most of it. But she's curious. And Jesus uses her desire and her curiosity and even the confrontational way itself to get to that moment where he confronts her sin. And she sees beyond that confrontation by this conversation at this moment. And she calls him a prophet. I see that you are a prophet. And the door of change is opened for her. At that moment, confrontation opens up a door where she might be able to trust the person in front of her. She might, because of who is in front of her, begin to truly trust God. And Jesus shows her what prophecy really means. He begins to make the connection for her of a revelation of true worship, of the worship of the age to come in the messianic age, that Christ will change all things. No longer will worship and true worship only be in one location, on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, but throughout the world. And so as he makes this connection, she also sees this Messiah and knows something of what will change. And then Christ, knowing that she has stepped fully into trust of God, her curiosity has been overcome, her confrontation has been overcome by trust and faith in this Messiah that is yet to come. This is what she hopes for. Her purposes, her own goals begin to change. And Jesus then says, I who speak to you am he. I am that Messiah. And at that moment, she finds joy. She finds fulfillment in his words. And at that moment is when the disciples come back. And they are very curious. And at that moment is when we just picked up. She leaves her jar and goes back into the city of Sychar to her people and says, come see a man who told me all that I ever did. And then she offers a question to the others. Can this be the Christ? In her heart, she knew. She believed, this is who is in front of me. But she offers an invitation to all of the people in her city. And the disciples, as they return, and Saint Fotini goes back to her city, Christ begins to tell them that they will reap a harvest that they did not sow. Who sowed it? God. Jesus, who is in front of them, has sowed in the harvest that the apostles will reap. And as he is teaching them this, the wave of crowds come up to where they are standing. The Samaritan woman, Saint Fotini's words, have spread through the city. And Christ says, behold the harvest. And so they spend some days there. Jesus spends time among the Samaritans, giving his word to them. And Saint Fotini is credited with being an apostle, because at the moment that she dropped her jar and went back to the city, that moment when confrontation ended, when her curiosity was overcome, and she began to trust in God and know that it was God in front of her, trust and God in front of her, that she had that joy. She was filled with what we can call apostolic zeal, the zeal to go and tell others of what had just happened. There, the people of Sychar, the Samaritans, begin to come because they too, their own crisis, they want it to end. God has used this conversation as he sits there by the well to point to us a way out of our own era, our own crisis of meaning, where we begin to see beyond not just the water that I can drink and will temporarily quench my bodily thirst, but to see that water as symbolic, a way to unite with God. It has meaning, and God has filled it with meaning. And in a way, God goes beyond just the physical water. He is like water, but he is living water. And if, as he says to Saint Fotini, if you drink of that, you will never thirst again. And he pulls her through all the way to trust and to communion with him. And beyond that, to a desire to share him with others. The same thing, as an aside almost, happens in the epistle. There are all of a sudden believers in Antioch, and the apostles are asking themselves, how did that happen? They weren't the ones that went there. So they go and they send someone to investigate. And then eventually Barnabas and Paul also go there, and they complete the faith that had begun there. The words of Christ as the apostles were at the well happen in the epistle, in the book of Acts, when we are told of the first Christians in Antioch. This is how God works. He sows where we do not know. He gives us in this conversation the process of faith that we all in some manner walk. He is sowing, he is preaching, he is not offended by our confrontation or our curiosity that doesn't yet believe or trust. And he points to the everyday that we're familiar with. That's where he's sowing seed. He's sowing the seed unto the eternal reality of God and communion with him. So often we don't know how God is sowing those seeds. But if we keep our eyes open, if we look to others, and we simply give the invitation from our own encounter of what God has done in our own life, then we can repeat in some way, in our own words, what Saint Fotini did with her fellow members of her city. Come see a man who told me all that I ever did and pose the question, can this be the Messiah? Is this the Savior? Answer that for yourself. In other words, to all of those who are encountering, we are encountering. For God is always providing in his creation. He's always planting seeds of the gospel in those whom we are speaking with, even if we don't have the eyes to see it. But if we look for the opportunity, the harvest will be rich, because God will water all that he sows. So today, my brothers and sisters, this is what is going on in the conversation. It is emblematic of our coming to Christ. Maybe in whole, for those of us who were not raised in faith, or maybe in littler ways, in aspects of our life where we realize we are confronting God when he's talking with us. But we're curious about what might change. We're curious about what he might lead us toward, but we're not making the steps yet. But God is patient, just as he was patient with Saint Photini at the well. And she was fundamentally changed. Her apostolic zeal did not stop just at her city. We know from her life that her sisters and her sons went on to be essentially missionaries. And they spread the word of the gospel far. And so far that even the Emperor Nero heard of them, and in his hate of Christianity, called them to Rome to give an account of the gospel before him. And Saint Photini did that. Nero didn't convert. He remained obstinate against God, but their lives bore witness that Christ overcame death. The threat of death, everything did not stop her, her sisters, and her sons. And Saint Photini ends her life bearing witness to Christ at the bottom of a well. And in this, she overcame Nero. He could not defeat her. She never offered the sacrifices that he did. She never denied her Savior who met her at that well so many years before. And in that, we celebrate her even to this day for her steadfast faith, her apostolic zeal, and how God changed the purpose of her life from one that we can guess was rather self-serving and unguided to the one that fully embraced the purposes of God. And she became an apostle to so many, not one of the apostles who established bishops, but a woman of great zeal and of great influence to the early church, and who bore witness to the fact that Christ defeated death. So this day, Samaritan Sunday, we celebrate her, and we see and join with those fields that are white for harvest that Christ points out to his apostles. And we join with Saint Photini wherever we are at, whether we are curious or we are already in our trust with God and walking in his ways and sharing that with others. This is what's before us, my brothers and sisters. We follow the one who, when Saint Photini first met, was on his way to defeat death. But for us, we know that he has already accomplished it, for he is risen. Christ is risen.